Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 946B. I think that means we're doing it over 19 years. And we have a wonderful guest and book in this B segment. The B's are always the guest segment. So if you intended to download us, thank you. If you didn't, stay tuned. You'll have a lot of fun listening to Becky Rapinchuk, R-A-P-I-N-C-H-U-K, The Clean Mama's Guide to a Healthy Home, The Simple Room-by-Room Plan for a Natural Home. And Becky, thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I should say one of the most fascinating things are you have over 500,000, it's probably over 600,000 by now, followers on Facebook who listen to your advice on how to have a healthy home and what cleaning you do.
Yeah, it's fine.
So now, I think most of the people in our listening audience probably live on a budget. And so throwing out the old stuff would be painful to them. And one of the things you do recommend is gradually replacing them. What do you start with if you're going to start with something?
Yeah, I think you should always start with the laundry, like your laundry detergent, if you're just going to go one by one, because laundry detergent and fabric softeners, whether it's fabric or fabric softener sheets or the liquid fabric softener, have a lot of toxins in them. And when you think about how much that's on your body, whether it's your clothing or when you sleep, you know, that's in your sheets, that's coming right into your pores. And so I think that starting with that as your first place to start, that's a really great place to start. I recommend using white vinegar instead of fabric softener. So that's very inexpensive and budget friendly, and you can grab it at the grocery store, and it's a natural way to soften your laundry.
What's white vinegar?
You won't smell like a pickle.
So you've got a lot of your recipes, and there are 50 recipes in here or so, maybe more. For different cleaning products for different areas. But a lot of them, if you will, seem to have use vinegar or baking soda. What's vinegar made from in most of these cases? In other words, we have wine vinegar often, if you will. It's corn.
Typically corn. That's where vinegar is typically made from. So if someone is allergic to corn, they probably shouldn't use vinegar, and they need to come up with a different alternative unless they don't have any issues with the vinegar because it's gone through the distillation and the corn byproducts are gone. So it would probably
be vinegar's
an experimentation.
Really and vinegar is really inexpensive, right?
Right. You can get a 2-gallon jug for $2.99. at the grocery store. I just grabbed another jug this morning.
two gallons, I'll bet, is a lot of fabric
softener. Load of laundry. And so that lasts at least a month.
So how much do you put in? Now, you tell us in the book, so I'm trying to avoid just trying to read from the book, but how much do you put in as a fabric softener instead of a full load of, say, whites? How much would you put in the white
vinegar?
Just
a quarter of a cup.
So a quarter of a cup.
And you put it right into the fabric softener dispenser. Or if you have, like, one of those balls, you could put it into the ball and use it that way, too. But the smell completely dissipates when you open the washer. You can't smell any vinegar whatsoever.
And that's because you've rinsed it away, I assume.
Correct.
And I assume that the baking soda is used as part of the wash.
You can put baking soda in if you're going to make detergent. You can. I have a recipe for that with baking soda in it. Or if you wanted to like freshen towels, you can put like a cup of baking soda in with your towels And then with your detergent to deodorize and freshen them up too.
And is the purging process that it seems to, at least one of our listeners, that the purging, that the getting rid of stuff seems wasteful. How do you handle that in all of your products?
Yeah. I'm sorry, how do I handle that in all of my products?
Yeah, in other words, should we finish using them? How do you, what do you do?
Yeah.
In other words, when Dr. Oz and I were talking about cleaning refrigerators for when you go on a diet and getting rid of anything with sugar or syrup or simple carbohydrates, we got a lot of, if you will, initial hate mail saying, I can't throw this stuff out because that's my budget for food for the week. And so we said, okay, eat it up slowly or eat it up quickly and then go to new food.
Yeah.
Don't replace anything with any of those products. So what do you do?
Yeah, I recommend that people in the book, I say take a box or a bag and I teach you how to decipher what's safe and what's not safe in every single room of your home, and you put those unsafe things in the box. And then I say to put it into your garage or into your basement and set it aside. And then my personal opinion would be to properly dispose of it at a, you know, your hazardous waste place. You can Google that for your area. But the main thing, because if the things are toxic and they're hurting you, they can be harmful just leaching outside out of the containers. And my recommendation is to get them out of your home as quickly as possible. If you want to use them up, that's fine. But, you know, obviously don't bring anything new in or set them aside in a box and try out a couple of my recommendations for DIY cleaners and see what you think. And then you might realize, hey, I don't have a headache or I'm not dizzy from cleaning my bathroom. I don't really want to go back to that other product again anyways. So, you know, that's why you could kind of keep it in waiting in case you decide that, you know, to just give it a trial period. But I think that, you know, it really depends on what you... If with your budget you want to stay, you know, use them up, that's fine. But I'm also introducing you to like really cheap and expensive DIY solutions that you might even have the ingredients for at home.
And the next, I guess, set of questions is when you're using this, is there, and let me first go back and tell people we're talking to Betty Rapinchuk, the author of Clean Mama's Guide to a Healthy Home, the Simple Room-by-Room Plan for a Natural Home. One of the questions is, how did you get into this field? I know the answer, but I think it's really very informative on why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I was an art teacher at first, and that's where my background was. I started cleaning homes for my colleagues while I was an art teacher and enjoyed trying out their different cleaning supplies. One of my colleagues used only vinegar in her home, and I had never been aware of that or seen that or used it, and it was fun to use that and see that how well it actually worked. And then I always thought that it was better to use, like, the stronger the chemical, the more germs it killed, and the safer I would be, and the safer my family would be. But then when my daughter was a year old, she grabbed a product that was supposed to be a safe for kid product. They showed it advertised washing, like using it to spray on high chairs, and you didn't have to rinse it. And she took it and kind of sprayed it on her chest like perfume. And I didn't think much of it because it was supposed to be safe, but I happened to turn over the back and read the cautions on it and needed to call poison control. Poison control took what the ingredient or what the product was, the ingredients, put it into their computer and freaked out basically and had like put her in the bathtub, give her some milk and like all these different things I had to do. If this happens, take her to the emergency room. If this happens, take her to the emergency room. And at that point, I started really questioning what I was using and what products were in the house. And I started to really investigate that further. And then about 3 or 4 years later, I started my blog and started talking about my cleaning routine and the products that I was making and using in my home. And that was in 2009, so that was 10 years ago. And that's where Clean Mama came from.
And so one of the things that we got asked is, what do you do with the old products? So you said toss them out, but where do you toss them since they're not safe?
Right. So you need to Google or call your local disposal area and ask where the hazardous waste disposal is, because that's where those things have to be disposed of properly, which also should give someone pause to what they're using. If it needs to go to a hazardous waste disposal, do you want that in your home?
So most of us don't want something that has...
Every community
right.
is supposed to have a place where you can dispose of chemicals and cleaners and that sort of thing, so it should not be difficult that way, but that's the best way to, and the safest way to dispose of them. You don't want to dump them down your drain. You don't want to flush it down the toilet. You want to dispose of them properly.
Now, let me talk about the room that guys probably spend most time in, other than the bathroom, which is probably the garage. How do we clean our garage? What do you do for the floor is generally cement, the sides, you may have some wood paneling and a workbench. What do you do?
Yeah, you want to make sure, like, if you can have access to, or if you have a shop vac, that's a great place to start, so that you want to clear everything out of the garage. If you want to do a big cleaning, you want to clear everything out, sort it by type, group things together, and then do a really good vacuuming of, like, all the way up to the ceiling, down the sides, and the floor, or sweep. If you don't have a vacuum, you could sweep things out, you know, out of the garage, into the street, or use a dustpan. And if you do have a leaf blower, you could also use that to blow the stuff out with as well. And then you're going to want to mix up a strong solution to clean the floors if they're really dirty. I like using Sal Suds. It's a Dr. Bronner's product, and it's not toxic, but it's Castile soap based, and it has a little or it has
Say
a little
it again
bit of a pine
for us slowly.
Scent to it.
What's it called?
Huh?
What is it
Sal
called?
Sal Suds, Sal space Suds.
Sal
it's
Suds.
It's a concentrate, and it's like an all-purpose cleaner. But it's a little bit stronger, and you just need a few drops in a, you know, a big bucket of water, and you can use like an industrial mop and mop that up with that.
So we've been talking.
So that's where I would start with the garage, and then once that floor is clean and it's all vacuumed out, then bring your things back in and put them away accordingly, you know, where they're going to fit. And then if there's things that you don't want in there anymore, make a pile where you can donate or sell or toss those items too.
So part of this is cleaning up your home and getting rid of unused stuff as well.
Right.
We've been talking with Becky Rapinchuk, Rapinchuk, a wonderful book, Clean Mama Guide to a Healthy Home. A lot of it is a room-by-room plan for a natural home, if you will. A lot of it, after you start reading it, seems so logical. You wonder why you haven't done it yourself. A lot of it is vinegar-based, and white vinegar is a lot less expensive than and baking soda, a lot less expensive than many of the products, and doesn't seem hard to mix. 50 recipes in here for how to do these, including a weekend kickstart detox, if you will, which I need desperately, Becky. So if you're in Cleveland, come on over. We could do we can just start in my office. Forget my home. Anyway, I'm diligently working on it. At least one pile of papers a week. The problem is I gain more than I get rid of every week. In any case, I've had a lot of fun. Becky Rapinchuk, Rapinchuk. The book is Clean Mama's Guide to a Healthy Home. She has a Facebook page. What's the Facebook page?
It's Clean Mama.
Clean Mama. M-A-M-A. Okay. And queenmama.net. Queen Mama is the Pinterest. At Queen Mama blog is Twitter, and the Facebook is Queen Mama. Thanks very much. It's a book from Harper One, a nice little great book, which I'm going to give to my wife and hope she doesn't give back to me. Thank you very much, Becky. And thank you for downloading us and listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual podcast, number 946B. The B's are the guests, just like Becky Rapinchuk, an awful lot of fun and great information. The A's are always the news of the week and what it means to you. Thanks, Kevin, for great engineering, and you for downloading us.